And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of the philosopher Karl Popper, born Vienna, 1902, who came up with a theory that what defines a scientific idea is that it can be falsified, and that the real work of scientists is not to look for evidence that their theories are correct, but to look as hard as they can for evidence that their theories are false. That the closest a scientist can ever come to proving that his or her theory is true is failing to find evidence that the theory is false. He used this argument to say that astrology, metaphysics, Marxist history, and Freudian psychoanalysis were not sciences because there is no way they could ever be falsified. And in his book, The Open Society and Its Enemies, An Analysis of Totalitarianism, Karl Popper argued that political leaders like Stalin and Hitler shared a mindset with philosophers like Plato and Marx, in that they all believed that ideas were more important than individual people. Karl Popper, who said, "Whenever a theory appears to you as the only possible one, take this as a sign that you have neither understood the theory nor the problem which it was intended to solve." It's the birthday of the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, born in Stratford, England, 1844, who, in 1866, gave up poetry for Lent and that summer converted to Catholicism and then burned all of his own poems, didn't write again for 7 years. He joined the Jesuits, traveled to rural Wales to be ordained as a priest, and there, in 1877, preparing for ordination, realized that he could continue to write poetry in praise of the Lord. And in that single year, 1877, he wrote most of the poems for which he's remembered today, God's Grandeur, Pied Beauty, The Starlight Night, and others. The Jesuits sent him to teach the poor children in industrial cities in northern England and Scotland and Ireland, which he looked forward to, a life of hard work and sacrifice, but he hated living in those polluted, ugly cities, and he was able to write no more poetry, died finally at the age of 44 from typhoid. He'd published very few of his poems, might have been forgotten, except he'd kept up correspondence with a college friend, the poet Robert Bridges, and sent him many of his poems. And after Hopkins's death, Bridges published Hopkins's poetry. And it's the birthday of the poet John Ashbery, born in Rochester, New York, 1927, who said, "I've always felt myself to be a rather frustrated composer who was trying to do with words what musicians are able to do with notes. The importance of meaning that's beyond expression in words is what I've always been attracted to." He said, "To create a work of art that the critic cannot even begin to talk about ought to be the artist's chief concern." Here's a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins on his birthday, "Spring and Fall to a Young Child." "Margaret, are you grieving over Golden Grove unleaving? Leaves like the things of man, you with your fresh thoughts care for, can you? Oh, as the heart grows older, it will come to such sights colder by and by, nor spare a sigh. The worlds of pale wood leaf mold lie, and yet you will weep and know why. Now, no matter, child, the name, sorrow's springs are the same, nor mouth had, no, nor mind expressed, what heart heard of, spirit guessed. It is the blight man was born for, it is Margaret you mourn for." A poem, "Spring and Fall," by Gerard Manley Hopkins, a poem of 1880. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.